you know, what you might see out there, you know, eagles, otters, bears, you know, just, it's just phenomenal. And yeah, the solitude, even though you know that there's hundreds, thousands of people that use it every year, you can still, you know, find a place all to yourself, and it's just always special.
Bill Kalner has been fishing the Wolf River for decades. The river, as it runs through Lang Lake County, is accessible because the state of Wisconsin owns roughly 80% of the land adjacent to it. There are 14 access points along Highway 55 from just south of Pickerel all the way to the Menominee Indian Reservation. What Kalner and other anglers love about this 25-mile stretch of the Wolf is the wonderful fishing. Native brook trout are plentiful, and the DNR plants brown and rainbow trout.
We've got good fishing, really, throughout the length of the, you know, from Lily on down, there's good fishing in all of it.
What makes the Wolf River a great trout stream is its fast-moving cold water. Bill Livingston started fly fishing with his dad on the Wolf 60 years ago.
Up and down the river, there's probably between the upper Wolf River fishery down to the Indian Reservation, the Menominee, there's probably 20 to 25 quite discernible rapids. And below each of those rapids, and sometimes above, it's ideal holding patterns for fish.
Kalner and Livingston are fly fishermen, which means that they must wade into the river and get away from the bank to cast properly. So far this spring, they have not yet been in the river. When I spoke with them, the USGS gauge at Lang Lake was reporting that the water was moving at 1,500 cubic feet per second. When the water is moving that fast, they find it difficult to safely wade in the river. They wait until it gets to around 700 cubic feet per second. But Tim Waters has been in the water since the ice broke up several weeks ago. Years of experience and knowledge of the river permits him to do it safely.
You've been going in the water, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't go to the same places, but you also need to know the river well so you know where the areas that you can go. And the fish are in different places, too, when the water's this high.
Waters should know, as he has been fishing the Wolf River since the 1970s. And last year alone, he logged 181 miles in his waders on the Wolf.
You have to be careful. You can't get into fast stuff, that's for sure.
So do you throw rocks down your waders, or how do you?
Well, I actually could use another 50 pounds, and that would do me better. I'm about 200 pounds, but yeah, the heavier you are, the better off you are wading right now.
If you are not as experienced as Waters, fishing from the shore with a traditional rod and reel works great too. Livingston explains.
But spin fishermen have a little bit of an advantage because they can walk the shore and probably cast out a little bit easier.
It is just catch and release fishing right now on the Wolf until the opening day of trout season on May 2nd. Then, one may also be rewarded with a gourmet trout dinner as well for your family. But whether you fish or just sit on a rock and enjoy the scenery, the 25 miles of river make it an ideal place for today's social distancing. Waters rarely sees anyone on his trips.
When you're up on the Wolf, you probably won't even see anybody that day. Not just on the river, but at the landing or anything.
If you do not fly fish or the water is still too high for wading, you can still visit the river at a number of points. The access points best suited to spin reel fishing from the bank are Hollister Road or by the bridges at Lily or Highway M. But regardless where you visit the Wolf, Tim Waters thinks that you will not easily forget it.
For me, it's not the trout. I think it was. That was the attraction to begin with. It's not fly fishing. It's not tying flies or making fly rods. I enjoy doing those things, but that's not what brings me back to the Wolf is the Wolf.
Even as people in the Northwoods watch their habits change during a pandemic, the river stays the same. Even as life stops, the Wolf keeps flowing.
It's just a phenomenal place. It's a special place. And I think about it when I'm not there. There's an attraction there that's hard to really put your finger on, but it's a place that you'll want to be once you've been there a few times.
For information on where to access the river, visit WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.